Welcome to the weekly Krishna Consciousness Radio Program. This is Krishna Kanta Devi Dasi. We welcome you to Shri Radhagiridhari Temple on 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, Kumyu, also known as Highway 12. Every Sunday, there's a Sunday feast program beginning at 12 p.m. with Aarti of their lordships, Shri Radhagiridhari Bhagavan, followed on with the discourse in Bhagavad Gita, and then Guru Puja of ISKCON's founder, Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and ends with Prasadam at 2:30 p.m.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 39, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 5th, 1976, in Los Angeles.
Challenge or reply that you are representing Dharma Raj. So, you have come here to take away this person. And we are prohibiting, so you have challenged us. So first of all, explain your position, whether you know what is dharma and what is adharma, who is punishable, under what circumstance one is punished, and one who is punished, where does he go? Actually, all these descriptions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Different types of elite life, what kind of sinful activities are punished by what kind of case, elite condition, everything is there. In the fifth canto, everything is there. There are different planets. Where Jamaraj is there, how a dead man or the soul is taken there, the path, everything in detail there. If you say it is mythology, why you should say mythology? You have not seen the whole universe, how it is situated. You are simply imagining from this place. So your imagination, imaginology, and we have our mythology. So we have got some evidence, but you have no evidence. At least we have got some support of the books. But what you have got? You are simply imagining. I think, I believe. What is your nonsense? What is your proof? Everyone is saying, I believe. Hundreds and thousands, and what is correct? Everyone, at least we have got something correct. We don't say, I believe. This is not our process of knowledge. We, Krishna conscious person, we never say, I believe. No. We immediately quote from this shastra. Here is the statement. Shruti Praman. According to Vedic civilization, evidence is Shruti, Vedas. If you say something and if you give evidence, proof from the Vedic literature, then it is perfect. No such nonsense things. I believe, we believe, perhaps, maybe. No. Such foolish things are not accepted. Then everyone will say something. There are thousands and millions of people, everyone will imagine something and say something. Then where is the correct thing? This is not. So, Veda Pramana, that will be described in the next verse. Veda Pranita Dharma. Veda Pranita, what is explained in the Veda, that is Dharma. No, you cannot manufacture dharma. If it is mentioned in the Vedas, what is dharma, what is adharma, then it is acceptable. I have several times explained that you cannot make law in your comfortable home. No. Law is made by the government. And you have to accept it. You cannot say that I believe this will be law. We'll care for your law. You may believe. You believe me at your home. That will not be accepted. The law given by the government keeps the right. But you must have. You cannot say I believe left thing. No, that is not. Similarly, Dharmastra, it will be explained further. So, what is dharma? Religion. In the dictionary, English dictionary, it is explained a kind of faith. But we do not take in that way. Faith, you have got different faith, I have got different faith. How it will be dharma? The same example. If you have different faith, that you do not accept this government law, that will not do. You may have faith or no faith, but you have to accept. That is dharma. That is dharma. So, they very particularly analyze dharma. Dharma means, I have given a translation in many places, occupational duty. Everyone is fit for certain occupation. And the duty ascertained for such occupation, that is dharma. Natural. Or, in one word, it can be explained as characteristic. So, just like a chemical, it has got some characteristic in the chemical analytical book, that take soda water. The characteristic, it is taste like this, the color is like this, like this, so many things. The child. So, the dharma means characteristic. So, what is the dharma of the living entity? We are all living entities. What is the dharma? What is the characteristic? Common. Not that because I am Hindu, my characteristic is different from your characteristic. As living being, our characteristic is the same. Either you are Hindu or Muslim or Christian or white or black, never mind. What is that characteristic? That characteristic to serve. The inferior must serve to the superior. That's all. This is characteristic. Find out all over the universe the service that is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. That is his real characteristic. He is eternal servant of God or Krishna. This is character. So, if you don't serve God, then you have to serve dog. But you have to serve. You see, practically. So many godless persons, they have no family, no affection, no position, no home, nothing. But still he keeps a dog to serve. This is the character. because he has nothing to serve. He has no wife, no children, no nothing. So he must have somebody to keep a dog. Let's see practical. He cannot avoid service. That is your characteristic. If you don't serve God, then you have to serve dog. Now make your choice. Whether you shall spoil your life by serving dog and become next life a dog, and by serving God, you next life will become a God. Make your choice. This is Krishna consciousness. If you want to become a dog next life, that is must. Jangjagamapi smaranam bhavam tajatvam te kalevaram. At the time of death, if you are affectionate to the dog, naturally you think of dog. And your soul will be transferred in the womb of a dog. This is natural way. And similarly, if you practice to love God in this life, at the time of death, naturally you think of God. Then next line. Taktade hang punarjanma naiti. Mameti. It is explained in the hang. Everyone has to give up this body. But if at the time of quitting this body you think of Krishna, immediately you go back to home, back to God and Krishna. This is the opportunity. If you ask, of course, anyone who is desirous of going back to home, back to Godhead, he knows everything about Krishna, otherwise why he should be eager. So, Krishna is always joyful. Krishna is always joyful. That just like seeing before you. Krishna is joyfully accepting to be bound down by his mother. He is Supreme Lord. Nobody can chastise him. But he is taking pleasure. How my mother chastises me. This is also another pleasure. Just like a very rich man, he always eats very nice foodstuff. So sometimes he wants, can you give me little puff rice? A puff rice is not very valuable food, but he likes. This is change of variety of enjoyment. So everyone worships God, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. So, therefore, God sometimes wants that who will chastise me. He selects one of his devotees, first class devotees. You become my father, you become my mother, and you chastise me. This is God's pleasure. Anandamaya Vyasa. Then that is God. Ananda, that is Ananda. Here, Mother Yashoda is going to bind Krishna. It is not his displeasure, he is not unhappy, he is feeling happy. That is Krishna. So in this way, we have to understand Krishna thoroughly. And if you simply understand thoroughly Krishna, you are liberated. You are liberated. Janma karma chame divam jujanati tattva. One may question that they may neglect that if Krishna is God, why Mother Yashoda is binding him? But he does not know. That is a pleasure. That is a pleasure. There are many instances. I'll cite one instance that there was a big prime minister in England, Gladstone. Perhaps you have heard the name. Queen Victoria's prime minister. Then somebody came to see him, and the sermon informed me that the prime minister is a little busy, you wait. So he was waiting, 1 hour passed and still no message. Then he opened the door. He wanted to see what the Prime Minister is doing. He saw the Prime Minister has become a horse and his grandchildren driving. That is enjoyment. He is the Prime Minister, but he has become a horse of his grandchild. And this is the position. There are different types of it. When there's battlefield, Krishna said that I not fight, Arjuna, although I shall be on your side, but don't expect that I shall fight, because it is between your brothers, both of you are my relatives, I will not fight. So Arjuna accepted, yes, you don't fight. So any way you like, you can help me. So he said, all right, I shall become your chariot. I shall drive your chariot. So that's all right, whatever you like. This was the agreement. So, Duryodhana complained to Bhishma Dev that the Arjuna is your pet grandchild. You are not fighting wholeheartedly. So he began to criticize him. He was also grandchild. So Bhishma Dev saw that Duryodhana is thinking that I am inclined to Arjuna, I am not fighting properly. So he said, all right, tomorrow I shall finish Arjuna. Tomorrow I shall fight in such a way, either Arjuna has to die or his friend who has promised not to fight, he has to fight. Otherwise there is no escape of Arjuna. So Arjuna, Duryodhana became very satisfied, and Bhishma was a great hero. He was not an ordinary hero. See, he fought in such a way that Arjuna's chariot became broken and he became fainted and so on, so on. Then Krishna saw that my friend is going to die. So he became very angry, and he was coming with the chariot wheel to kill Bhishma Dev, and Bhishma Dev was piercing his body with arrows like anything. So Krishna was feeling very satisfaction, because Bhishma is also a great devotee. So when Krishna came before Bhishma Dev, that now I shall kill you. You are doing too much. So he immediately left. But that was my promise, that either you have to fight or your friend will be killed. But, so these are the transactions between devotee and God. Generally, people cannot understand. But if one understands, he becomes devotee. If somewhere or other, it's not very difficult, simply we have to associate with devotees and discuss this literature. Then we will understand Krishna very easily. And Krishna is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita about himself. In the same chapter, Krishna said, Maya Saptamana Pratha Jugam Janjana Madasraya Asangsayam Samadgrama Jathagasyasi Tachinu. Krishna is offering that Samagrama, someone in fullness, completely, as you can understand me, I am speaking to you. Asangsayam, without any doubt. Doubt that maybe, because God is great, we are very small. How we can understand God? There is always some doubt, whether it is personal, impersonal, all-pervading. There are so many different conceptions of God. But therefore God himself says, asangsayam, without any doubt. and samagram, complete. Asangsayana samagram nam jatha gasasi tatsino. They just like to study a subject matter. It takes some time, takes little endeavor to associate with person who knows the thing rightly. In this way you can understand God also. Just like we understand so many science, so many arts by patience, then that is Rupa Goswami's advice. Nishyad dhaijya. Dhaijya means patience. You have to learn patiently. Nishyad dhaijya. Tattvat karma pravartana. Satu vitti sadhu sangye sarabhi bhakti prasityati. If we follow the instruction, tat-tat karma pravartana, as it is prescribed in the shastras, as it is instructed by the spiritual master, you have to learn everything through the spiritual master. You cannot understand directly, that is not possible. Just like if you purchase one medical book and read at home, you cannot become doctor. Medical. You have to go through the medical college and professor. Similarly, the Shastra says, tad vijnana thamsa guru meva abhigachit. If you want to learn that transcendental science, you must go through the bona fide guru. And Krishna also says, and this is Vedic injunction, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadgyanam gyanina tattadvarishina. One has to approach a person who has seen God. Tattadvarishina. How God can be seen? Tattadvarishina. Tattadvarishina. One who knows the truth. Truth means how to see. Pashanti jnana chakusha. By the eyes of knowledge. Pashanti jnana chakrusha. Shastra chakrusha. Not that if somebody challenges, they say, have you seen God? Yes, I have seen. How? Through Shastra. Through Shastra. God reveals. You cannot see Him, God comes before you. Just like Krishna was first. Here is God before you, but you cannot understand. Unless we are advanced in Krishna consciousness, we think, what is this? A statue, a stone, and he is God. Yes, he is God. Otherwise, why we are spending so much money, wasting time? No, here is God. But how you can see God? Preman yana charita bhakti vilochan. You have to make the eyes to see God. Otherwise, God is everywhere. They may ask that if God is everywhere, why you are worshipping an idol? He's not idol, he's God. But he is seeing idol. Unless he has developed love for God, he cannot see. But it is, God is there. But because our eyes cannot see the spirit at the present moment, our dull material eyes, just like you are spirit soul, I am spirit soul, your father is spirit soul, your mother is spirit soul, but are you seeing the spirit soul? When the spirit soul goes away, you are crying, my father is gone. Why father is gone? He is lying on the bed. You have seen the coat, pants, hands, legs, that is there. Why you say gone? Now he is gone. So we cannot see the spirit soul even of our father and mother. How can you see God, the Supreme Spirit? Therefore, God comes before you just like stone which you can see. It is to favor you. God is everything. So in this way, we have to understand God, Krishna. And if anyone understands, then he becomes immediately fit for going back to home, back to God. Tattadeham punarjanmadayati mameti kaunteya. Janma karman samedibham jojanati tattva. So, therefore, we require good association. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha ato bhajana kriya tato anartha nivittisya tato nishtha tato ruchi tato bhava sadhaka namayam premna pradudha. He cannot develop love of Godhead in 1 second. You can, provided you are so sincere and God is very much pleased upon you. He can give you immediately. That is possible. But that may be some rare cases. Ordinarily, this is the process. Sadhu sadhya tatu sadhu sadhya. It's like you have come here in this temple, you have got some faith, all of us. That is called sadhya, sadhu sadhya. There are many 100,000 in this quarter. Why they are not coming? This is the beginning. We have got some faith, sadhya. You have come. Sadhu siddha, tatu sadhu sangha. And if you continue what we are doing, we are making the association to take lessons from these Vedic literature. This is called sadhu sangha. In the drinking shop, we make one kind of association. In the restaurant, we make one association. In the club, we make some association, different places. So here is a place. Here is also association. It is called sadhu sangha. Association with devotees. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha. And if one is mature, then he wants to execute devotional service, bhajana kriya. And as soon as there is bhajana kriya, the unnecessary nonsense things will disappear. No more illicit sex, no more intoxication, no more drinking, no more gambling. Finished. When anartha nivittisya, all these rascal habits are gone, then nishtha, then pawn pay, not to be agitated. Tatu nishtha, tatu ruchi, then taste. You cannot live outside this camp. Taste has changed. Tatu nishtha, tatu ruchi. Tatha sakti, then attraction. Then bhava. Bhava means ecstasy, Krishna. Then there is love. There's different stage. So, this real religion is love, how to love God. That is the dharma. Yato bhakti dharma. Sabai pumsang paro dharma. There are different kinds of dharma or religious system. But real religious system means how we have learned to love God. That's all. Nothing more. No ritualistic ceremony. No formula, nothing. If your heart is always crying for God, that is perfect belief. That is perfect belief. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam. Oh, without Krishna I am feeling the whole world is vacant. Vacant, yes. So we have to come to that state. Of course it is not possible for all of us. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us how to become highest religious person. That is, to feel always, oh, without Krishna, everything is better. Sunnayitam sarva jagat sarvam govindam virahena me. That is the.
Your language.